Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. All right, to get us started this episode, we're going to start with the Durham Performing Arts Center, of course also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, the DPAC's Ticket Center. You can get in touch with them at 919-680-2787. That facility, the DPAC Ticket Center, is on Vivian Street in Durham. You can stop there as well, or you can contact Ticketmaster. All righty, coming up Friday, January 27th, it's Rick Springfield and Richard Marks. Over the past three decades, Rick Springfield has worn many hats as an entertainer and performer, the creator of some of the finest power pop of the 80s, a Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and musician who has sold 25 million albums and scored 17 U.S. Top 40 hits. And as a performer, Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and producer, Richard Marks's nearly three-decade-long career has had numerous highlights. The Chicago native has sold more than 30 million albums worldwide. When both Rush Street and Paid Vacation albums went platinum, Marks achieved a seven-year string of triumphs that rivaled any in pop rock music history. To this day, he is the only male artist to have his first seven singles reach the top five on the Billboard charts. That concert starts at 8 o'clock on Friday, January 27th. Tuesday, January 31st through Sunday, February 5th, it is Hedwig and the Angry Inch Musical. This is a rock musical about a fictional rock and roll band fronted by a genderqueer East German singer, Hedwig Robinson. The book, by John Cameron Mitchell, draws on Mitchell's life as the son of a U.S. Army Major General who once commanded the U.S. sector of occupied West Berlin. The musical opened off-Broadway in 1998. Won the Obie Award and Outer Critics Circle Award for Best Off-Broadway Musical. Monday through Wednesday, February 13th through the 15th, Funny Man Chris Rock, Total Blackout Tour 2017. Lauded by peers and critics alike, Chris Rock is one of our generation's strongest comedic voices. As an actor, director, producer, and writer, he has created many memorable moments, including hosting the 88th Annual Academy Awards earlier. Rock has won four Emmy Awards, three Grammy Awards, and is a New York Times best-selling author. In addition, he received two nominations for the 2016 Emmy Awards. All three performances for Chris Rock at DPAC start at 8 p.m. Again, that's Monday through Wednesday, February 13th through the 15th. Friday, February 17th, it is Jay Leno. Jay Leno's name is synonymous with late-night comedy. He is an admired stand-up comedian, best-selling children's book author, much-in-demand corporate speaker, lovable TV and movie voiceover artist, pioneering car builder and mechanic, host of Jay Leno's Garage, and philanthropist. It's no wonder that Jay Leno is widely characterized as the hardest-working man in show business. Sunday, February 19th, he needs no introduction, Tony Bennett. At DPAC. Again, that's Sunday, February 19th, Tony Bennett. Tuesday, February 21st through Sunday, February 26th, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. The New York Times hailed Tony Award winner as one of the most fully immersive works ever to wallop Broadway. Okay, let's move on. If you need a little comedy, it's Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there is 919-828-5233. January 26th through the 28th, it's John Heffron. He's the winner of the second season of NBC's Last Comic Standing. February 2nd through the 4th, Ali Sadiq. Ali is a stand-up comedian, public speaker, and writer out of Houston. February 9th through the 12th, it's Harland Williams. Harland is known the world over for his hilarious movie roles and outlandish stand-up and sketch comedy routines. February 16, 17, and 18, Todd Glass. Todd's comedy is often satirical, sometimes irreverent, but always funny. And coming up February 23rd through the 25th, Brad Williams, followed March 2nd through the 4th by Rodman. And then it's also in the month of March, Dan Cummins and Chad Daniels. All shows at Goodnight's Comedy Club are 18+. Okay, moving on to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall. Phone number there for more information on any programs, 919-843-3333. Friday, January 27th, it's Nani, the extraordinary range of dance forms in Indonesia, is a reflection of the country's huge diversity of cultures and ethnicities. Originating on the north coast of West Java, the Topeng Losari mask dance is rooted in indigenous Javanese culture. Award-winning seventh-generation mask dancer, Nani is working to revive this highly dramatic tradition. Wednesday, February 1st at Carolina Performing Arts, Bruckner Orchestra Linz performs Philip Glass. With more than 200 years of history, Bruckner Orchestra Linz is one of Central Europe's leading orchestras. It has garnered an international reputation for the quality of its performances, radio broadcasts, and abundant recording output. Friday, February 3rd, Heroes Tribute, a celebration of the music of Philip Glass, David Bowie, and Brian Eno. On several groundbreaking recordings made in the late 1970s, David Bowie combined influences from world music, experimental avant-garde, and rock and roll, redefining the future of popular music. Co-written with Brian Eno and recorded in Berlin, Bowie's heady 1977 album Heroes was released as punk rock was blazing. Years later, the album served as an inspiration and point of departure for one of composer Philip Glass's symphonies. Okay, Monday, February 6th, the Complete Piano Etudes by Philip Glass. 10 pianists perform this contemplative portrait of Philip Glass's personal soundscape over the course of 2 decades. Written with the aim of expanding his piano technique, each etude takes a unique approach to the instrument, with the complete works exploring a broad range of dynamics, tempo, harmonics, and emotional expression. Tuesday, February 7th, Lucinda Child Dance Company presents Dance, a seminal collaboration emerging out of one of the most vibrant and fertile periods in New York art world. Dance is a rarely performed signature work by one of the pillars of the Judson Dance Theater Collective, Lucinda Childs. Initially reviled and now revered, this luminous, intricate, and endlessly fascinating 1979 masterpiece was created with composer Philip Glass. Thursday, February 9th, Philip Glass and Contras Quartet with Dracula. Among the most influential composers ever to work in film, Philip Glass has reinvented the relationship between music and the moving image. For Dracula, Glass created an intense and atmospheric score for the Kronos Quartet, bringing new life to Universal Pictures' 1931 classic. Friday, February 10th, Philip Glass and Laurie Anderson, Words and Music in Two Parts. This program blends a rare musical collaboration between two giants of the avant-garde of the past 50 years, Philip Glass and Laurie Anderson, with one of Glass's most important song cycles, Monsters of Grace. This is at Memorial Hall at 8 o'clock on Friday, February 10th. Thursday, February 16th, a stage reading of The Who and the What. Zarina, a talented Pakistani-American writer, has put her personal life on hold to finish her novel about women and Islam. That is, until her conservative father signs her up for an Islam-based dating website and introduces her to Eli, a young convert to the faith. That's at Historic Playmakers Theater at 7:30. And Friday, February 17th, Marcus Roberts and the Modern Jazz Generation. Jazz pianist, composer Marcus Roberts rose to prominence with the Wynton Marsalis and Jazz at Lincoln Center Bands, then with his own trio and a classical soloist, perhaps best known for his entirely new approach to jazz trio performance. His critically acclaimed legacy of recorded music reflects his tremendous versatility as an artist. Memorial Hall at 8 p.m. And finally, at Carolina Performing Arts, Thursday and Friday, February 23rd and 24th, Shina Lynn, Bayou Blues. Bayou Blues dives deep into the consciousness of a black girl's pursuit to find air amidst the drowning waves of colorism in New Orleans. Shina Lynn takes the audience through the alluring culture of Mardi Gras, bounce music, and second-line parades to shine light on the city's dark history of internalized racism. The concert at 7:30 on the 23rd, and then it's at 8 o'clock on the 24th. Monday, February 27th, it is the Vienna Philharmonic. Duke Performances. Phone number there is 919-660-3356. The box office number is 919-684-4444. All right, coming up Saturday, January 28th, Duke Performances, The Civilians, New Play Workshop Reading, Reynolds Industries Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday, February 4th, Chompy Concert No. 3, featuring Jamie Lavelle on fiddle, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Thursday, February 9th, Deviant Septet, featuring Melissa Hughes, soprano. The new music ensemble, which Time Out New York called exceedingly fun, are now in their second year of residency at Duke. This is at Nelson Music Room at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 10th, Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir. The choir comes from a country where musical virtuosity is prized. Part singing has been an essential ingredient of education for centuries, and the choral tradition is closely linked to the sense of national identity. It is not surprising, then, that this outstanding 25-voice professional ensemble arose from a children's choir. This is at Duke Chapel at 8 p.m. Saturday, February 11th, Christian Tetzloff on violin and Lars Vogt on piano. Both of these professional musicians have thriving solo careers, But when they appear together, the result is truly dynamic. Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Thursday and Friday, February 16 and 17, this is a sold-out performance, or performances rather, Talib Kweli. And I mention it only because there's a possibility, of course, of a waiting list, in case you're still interested in attending. These concerts are Motorco Music Hall at 9 p.m. This groundbreaking Brooklyn rapper first made his name as half of Black Star alongside Mos Def. Their acclaimed 1998 album mixed rugged street beats and rhythms brainy enough for boho b-boys. That from Entertainment Weekly, rejecting the violence and nihilism of gangsta rap in favor of a message of empowerment. Then on Saturday, February 18th, Duke Performances, Jerry Douglas presents The Earls of Leicester, this concert at Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Arts NC State, Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall, or you can call 919-515-1100. Sunday, January 29th, faculty recital, Dr. Ogle Kleinkina on piano. This is at Stewart Theater at 4. Tuesday, February 7th, Urban Latin Dance with Contratiempo Dancers, Carmichael Dance Studio. Wednesday, February 15th through Sunday, February 19th, The Secret Garden, Stewart Theater, Tally Student Union. Shows at 7:30 Wednesday through Saturday, then at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Thursday, February 16th, Arts Now Composers Concert, Titmus Theater at 7. Saturday, February 18th, The Hillbenders, The Who's Tommy of Bluegrass Opry, 45 years after its original release. One of the greatest rock albums ever created has been fully realized as a full-length bluegrass tribute featuring The Hillbenders. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall, at 5 and 8 p.m. Monday, February 20th, Jazz Ensemble 1, Stewart Theater at 7 o'clock. Again, these are all Arts NC State. Saturday, February 25th, Camille A. Brown and Dancers present Black Girl Linguistics Play. Camille Brown uses the rhythmic play of African-American dance vernacular, including social dancing, double dutch, steppin', tap, juba, ring shout, and jester. This is at Stewart Theater at 8 p.m. And Tuesday, February 28th, it is Wind Ensemble at Stewart Theater at 7 o'clock. PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. We have one show that was scheduled in January when we had the weather issues, but it has been rescheduled to March 4th. That's Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Ticket prices for the show range from $18 to $75 plus fees. Again, that was moved from January to March 4th. Friday, January 27th, the comedy Get Down. Ticket prices range from $46.75 to $86.75 plus fees. The show features Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th, it is Monster Jam. Shows at 1 and 7 on Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Thursday, February 9th through Sunday, February 12th, likely your last opportunity to see this, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Greatest Show on Earth presents Out of This World. You likely heard that come later this year, it will be no more. Prepare to blast off on an intergalactic adventure for space-age family fun as the ultimate circus experience launches into the future. But that future is only a few months away. Once again, Thursday, February 9th through Sunday, February 12th, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's Greatest Show on Earth, presenting Out of This World. Friday, March 10th, Casting Crowns, the very next thing tour. Casting Crowns began in, serves in, and continues to be rooted in the local church. Concert starts at 7. Sunday, March 19th, Stevie Nicks and the Pretenders. Saturday, March 25th, the original Harlem Globetrotters. And Friday, April 7th, the Perfectly Unbalanced Tour. Don't miss Jeff Dunham's crew of zany pals, including grumpy old Walter, the hyperactive Peanut, Jose Jalapeno on a Stick, Bubba J, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, and many more. And Saturday, April 15th, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thursday, April 27th, I Love the 90s. Tuesday, January 11th, the Total Package Tour, featuring New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and Boys to Men. And then Thursday, October 12th, Bruno Mars, 24-Karat Magic World Tour 2017. Pine Cone's Down Home Concert Series continues. Thursday, February 9th, it is the Kruger Brothers with Contras Quartet. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, February 24th, Dom Flemons with Kaia Cater and Jerome Blind Boy Paxton. Of course, Flemons is a founding member of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops. Friday, March 31st, Billy Strings, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, April 7th, Mountain Faith, also at Fletcher Opera Theater. And then Friday, April 21st, Sarah Girage. Art of Cool Festival coming up. It's right around the corner, set for April 28th through the 30th. Festival organizers say Common is joining this year's event. The award-winning rapper, actor, producer, and poet will play Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, on April 29th. Of course, the Art of Cool Festival previously announced that Godfather of Funk, George Clinton, and the Parliament Funkadelic would play the fourth annual festival. Tickets to see Common at DPAC are separate from the Art of Cool VIP and two-day club passes. A two-day general admission ticket, which is $115, allows guests access to all club shows. The all-access VIP ticket, priced at $265, includes reserved seating at the headliner performance from George Clinton on Saturday, April 29th, and access to a VIP Sunday brunch featuring a special performance by the Hamiltones. VIP tickets also get you into all club shows, but allow you to avoid waiting in line. VIP ticket holders will have access also to purchase exclusive premium seats to see Common's show. Again, Durham's Art of Cool Festival coming up April 28th through the 30th. Also late April, Merle Fest. The Abbott Brothers and Zach Brown Band are among the bands playing this year's Merle Fest. Merle Fest, of course, a four-day music festival on the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. The annual festival, which celebrates the memory of musician Eddie Merle Watson, son of American music icon Doc Watson, scheduled for April 27th through the 30th. Other notable performers, and the list is long, Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives, Sam Bush Band, Jerry Douglas, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCoury Band, Donnell Leahy, Chatham County Line Electric Holiday, Mandolin Orange, and Sierra Hall, and on and on and on. So that's the Merlefest Music Festival, April 27th through the 30th. Another big headliner, Guns N' Roses at Wake Forest University. The concert will be held August 11th at BB&T Field. Tickets could run you as much as $250 or more. Ticketmaster suggests that tickets will have a starting price of $35. Tongue-in-cheek, I betcha. But anyway, Raleigh Little Theater, box office number is 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. All right, through January 29th, The Whipping Man. February 10th through the 26th, One Man, Two Governors. March 17th through April 2nd, When She Had Wings. April 21st through the 30th, James and the Giant Peach. May 5 through 21, A Piece of My Heart. And June 2nd through the 18th, Avenue Q. All performances are wheelchair accessible, and audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assisted listening. Trained service dogs are welcome. All right, upcoming audio describe performances. Sunday, January 29th, it's Violet. This is at Hoof and Horn Theater, Duke University. Violet follows the story of a young woman who embarks on a journey across the American South in 1964 to ask a televangelist in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to heal her facial scar. The musical starts at 2. Tuesday, January 31st, Intimate Apparel, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. This is best appreciated by patrons 14 years old and older. The play starts at 7:30. Also on the audio describe performances, Saturday, February 4th, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. This is at DPAC, and the performance starts at 8 p.m. And then on Saturday, February 11th, it is The Little Mermaid. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.